statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom. Let's Talk Nutrition is a health talk show that features scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, and experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Listen for a chance to win daily prizes and follow Let's Talk Nutrition on Facebook and Instagram at Let's Talk Nutrition or on Twitter at LTN Radio. It's time for some inspiration. Tune in to get fit and healthy. It's time to talk about nutrition. Nutrition for your body, your mind, your spirit. It's time to talk about proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, and supplementation to help. Get ready to take charge of your health because your health is your wealth and the wealth of those who care about and love you. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition with Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to the show.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. If you'd like to give us a call or get in touch with us today, we are open the first hour. You give us a call, 800-969-9352. 877-897-8255. That's 877-897-TALK. You can also email Dr. Garko personally. His email is Dr. Garko, G-A-R-K-O, at letstalknutrition.com. And if you go over to letstalknutrition.com, we keep all of our shows archived there, so we make it very easy for you to listen back to the shows. Maybe you missed one. Maybe you missed just something that happened in the show you were listening to live. No problem. Just go to letstalknutrition.com, and you can re-listen to any of our shows. We sort them by date and title, so we make it pretty easy for you to listen to the show. You can also watch the show live on Facebook and YouTube, and we archive the shows there as well, so that's always good. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm good. So you can't hear me on Teams, huh?
I cannot, but we got you. We got you situated. I told everyone how they can get in touch with us and what they do if they miss any other part of the show.
Okay. Am I still connected to Teams or not?
I mean, it says you're still connected. I just can't hear you through it, but you're connected
really?
Fine right now.
Can't hear me.
Only on the phone.
Anyway, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. We'll do this first block off the phone, the old-fashioned way. And again, you're having a good day, wherever and however you may be listening or watching the show, and whatever you may be doing. We always, you know, Katie walks you through that series of ways in which to connect with LTN, and we're hoping that you can do that. We love it when you call. It's important to the show. It means a great deal to have you express your concerns, ask your questions, provide your point of view about things, whatever those quote-unquote things may be. And sometimes, you know, you're looking for answers relative to your health and your wellness, and it's hard to find them, and you don't know which way to turn, and you never know. Somebody may come onto the air, or I may have a guest who will say something, and it'll lead you down a path where you can address your concern. That often happens. It's not unusual. So, you know, you just have to, I've been doing this a while now, and trying to persuade people to call the show, you know, it's easy to say. I know that people get reluctant and have a little bit of apprehension, what's called communication apprehension.
Hey, Doc.
But, Yes.
It says your microphone's muted on Teams. Try to unmute that.
Unmuted?
It says you're muted, yeah.
Yeah, I'm unmuted now.
Interesting.
I think I am. Let me see. It's always something, man.
No worries.
How about now?
There you go. We're going to shut you off the phone.
All right. Thank you. And I'll plug this in. There we go. Now you should hear me. How's that?
Oh, so much better.
Thank you. And especially during a time like this, when so much is going on, there's confusion everywhere, and you're even getting it from health agencies, these conflicting messages, and the CDC is one of them. I don't know why they're doing it, but it's even confusing to me and to others and to health experts, virologists, epidemiologists, who are trying to figure this thing out. And one day they say one thing, 6 months ago they said one thing, today they turn around and say another thing. I'll give you a specific example with respect to asymptomatic people. Know that people who are asymptomatic are responsible for about 40% of the infections, somewhere in that range. And 6 months ago, the CDC was saying that they needed to be tested. And tracing needed that, if they proved positive, then it needed to be traced. Now they turn around and say the opposite. And now they may flip back to what they said originally. I mean, I don't even know where they are at the moment, I guess. I'd have to go to the website and check. But they don't tell you when they post it. They don't even make the announcement that there's a change. So it's, again, very confusing, and I understand. And so I'm asking people, well, give me a call. And sometimes people don't even know what to ask. So I'm trying to sort through it the best I can and, share with you what I can find out and make sure that we're all, at least reading, singing from the same hymnal. So how are things at the station, Katie? Everything's still locked down pretty much?
Everything's pretty much still locked down. They supplied us with some new fancy face masks. They're like cloth face masks or cotton face masks, unlike the disposable ones. So that was pretty nice. We got ones with iHeart logos. We got some new thermometers this morning that gave everyone in the building a panic attack this morning because it was in Celsius, and we didn't get an email about that. So everyone was like, why is my temperature 35 degrees today? So we all got a good life lesson today, how to convert Celsius.
How to convert from Fahrenheit to Celsius. If you go online, they have little charts.
Like converters.
PDFs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Conversion charts.
Once we realized that it was in Celsius, we did take the time to do that. It just took us all freaking out. We just thought the thermometers were broke, honestly, but then we found out that we just got new thermometers. So that's why they refreshed us with some new equipment and we weren't quite aware, but everything's going good here. They're sanitized. I got some new wipes in the studio. You can see them on the camera if I'm on the camera. We're staying clean here.
They probably imported those thermometers from Europe.
And I thought I was dying.
Because they use that system, the Celsius, that metric system. They use the metric system. And we just haven't transitioned over into the metric system. In chemistry, when taking my chemistry courses, you have to learn how to do things in the metric system, right? And but so you figured it out, did you?
We did. There's also a little cheat on there that it's just a happy face or a sad face. It's a happy face if you're okay. It's a sad face if you're not okay. So, I mean, that's good if you're not able to convert to Celsius or go online. So it's kind of a kid-friendly thermometer, too.
Yeah, after you get over the fact that you think you're dying because your temperature is 36. But After I got over that initial shock, I was good.
All right. So that's the update. And of course, I am not broadcasting from the studio. I'm broadcasting from my residence, which, you know, all in all, we've done okay with the technological challenge. It does sometimes get, like this morning, just, you know, they couldn't hear me because the mic on my team app or platform was shut off. And so little things, sometimes big things and sometimes worse things. But just when we come back, I'll bring you up to date as to what's going on with the coronavirus, try to make sense of the CDC. Have they changed their mind again? I don't know. I'll see if I can figure it out. LTN, Coast to Coast and Globally.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Celsius is a fitness drink which is clinically proven to function. How? As a thermogenic, Celsius proprietary MetaPlus blend accelerates metabolism, increasing your body's ability to burn fat and calories. There are only two ways a body burns fat: through increased heart rate and our increased body temperature, thermogenesis. Drinking Celsius and then going into motion is double dipping. You're accelerating the burn and the results are even faster. Celsius is your ultimate fitness partner. No high fructose corn syrup, no aspartame, no preservatives, no artificial colors or flavors. 100% of 7 essential vitamins. Proven in 6 published university studies. How does it work? Celsius proprietary MetaPlus formula, including green tea with EGCS, ginger, and guarana seed, turns on thermogenesis, a process that boosts your body's metabolic rate. Drinking Celsius prior to fitness activities is proven to energize, accelerate metabolism, burn body fat and calories. Invest in yourself. Drink Celsius. Look for us at www.celsius.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by CV Sciences, from seed to shelf. New chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Form Essentials, makers of the sleep aid Solace. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Strauss Herbs, everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. So we sort of have two concerning situations going on at the same time. We had that hurricane, Laura, that really just drove itself right into the Gulf Coast in St. Charles area and working its way all the way through inland and creating just havoc. Officials on today are assessing the damage that the hurricane caused. And what they're concerned about are the potential effects on the spread of the novel coronavirus. What has happened is this pandemic has complicated the evacuation and sheltering plans that officials had in place before Laura, as I said, just drove itself into southwestern coastal Louisiana on Thursday. And it's one of the most powerful storms now to strike the Gulf Coast in decades. You talk about bad timing, right? And so they're trying to figure it out and what to do. They're not going to know until several days, maybe a week, about whether or not the people in the shelters, there's going to be a spread, you know, it's going to be like a super spreader event when you have that many people in shelters, and you probably have more than likely a lot of elderly people in those shelters as well. And so they're concerned. Authorities caution that any potential impact on infection rates, as I just said, won't be known for days to come. According to John Bel Edwards, the governor, he said, quote, "We're basically going to be blind for this week because we'll have to discontinue much of our community-based testing," close quote. So there you go. As fate would have it, right? You know, it may be bad where you are and where I am, but it certainly could be a heck of a lot worse, especially if you're have been in the path or you're going to be in the path of what's left of that storm. I mean, it's just horrible how these things unfold, right? So, yeah. The companies leading the race, especially here in the United States, for a vaccine have enrolled more than half the people needed for large-scale trials, but they're having a hard time recruiting minorities, Black and Hispanic participants. When you do these trials, ideally you want a random sample or a representative sample of the population so that you understand, have a full comprehension of whether this vaccine is safe and effective across demographics. And if I don't know, I'm assuming it's a random sample that they're trying to draw and not a convenience sample. In the world of research, there's this thing called a convenience sample where you will use a population of people that happens to be rather convenient to study. And you're not necessarily randomly selecting the people into the study. So I'll follow that and see what's going on with that. They're having a hard time recruiting African American and Hispanic participants for the study. And that's one thing after another. It's just, so they got to do these trials. We just can't have people taking a vaccine. Moderna and Pfizer, those are the two companies that are leading the U.S. race for a coronavirus vaccine. And they're the ones who, and I guess in a press release, said that they enrolled more than half the people, but needed for the 30,000 person trials. You see, they're large samples. And this is the final phase. They're in phase three. There's three phases to clinical trials, phase one, phase two, phase three. But only about a fifth of the participants, about 20%, are Black and Hispanic, from the Black and Hispanic communities. And ironically, those are the communities that have been hit the hardest. And, if they can't recruit that, they're going to have a bare minimum of diverse people in the sample. An online registry that people can use to express interest in the vaccine trials, a list of about 350,000 volunteers, had only about 10 to 11% Black and Hispanic people as of late last week. This is according to James Kublin, the executive director of the Federal HIV Vaccine Trials Network, based at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center in Seattle. This is, you know, the world of research, you know, sometimes is not so neat and tidy. We try to keep it that way and want to keep it that way. You know, you want the column to line up as much as possible when you're doing these trials. In other words, doing the right thing in the right way. You're always worried about bias. You're always worried about that sample. Is the sample representative? So we'll see how this unfolds. I'll keep you posted as to where it is. That's just yet another hurdle in trying to get get a vaccine into the general population that works. And we may find out that even though they may get one tested, a vaccine tested, the first time around, don't know how effective it's really going to be, even though it's been tested. Usually takes several iterations to get it right. So I wouldn't be looking for some real quick trial vaccine that really works right away, right now. I'll be right back. This is Dr. Michael Garko from Let's Talk Nutrition. If there were ever a time to take charge of your health, now's that time, given the U.S. coronavirus epidemic. Earth's Creation scientifically tested CurcuLife Curcumin and its family of products can help you do just that. If you have an inflammation-generating condition, such as obesity, heart disease, or diabetes, you are at a greater risk to be infected by the coronavirus. Earth's Creation CurcuLife Curcumin supplement is a patented turmeric formulation with extensive clinical trials. It allows more curcumin to get into your cells to fight inflammation, a hallmark of viral infections. CurcuLife Plus Curcumin is in many of Earth's Creation family of products. Go to inflammationusa.com and protect yourself against the coronavirus. For a limited time, buy any product at inflammationusa.com and get the second bottle at 50% off. Act now. Go to inflammationusa.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Strauss Herbs, everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Celsius, live fit. Irwin Naturals, premium vitamins and supplements, 25 years of gold standard supplements. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. So Katie's in studio, Reggie's in studio as well, and we hope that you're having a good day wherever and however you may be listening or watching the show. Have you ever been to Paris, Katie?
I think she's on a call right now. But I haven't been to Paris. No. I mean, I know you asked Katie, but she's indisposed of right now.
It's okay. Maybe she's talking to somebody in Paris.
Right. Maybe she's booking the flight right now. Exactly. That could be it.
I am not. I was talking to someone who thought we were the Tampa Bay Rays.
No, we don't play baseball here.
The funny thing is he just called to ask what kind of show. He's like, well, what kind of show did you say it was? I was like, it's a health and nutrition talk show. He said, oh, okay, then my comments weren't fit. He was just ready to talk to anybody.
He wanted to know if baseball was in play.
he was going to talk to somebody whether it was the Rays or not, as long as it would somehow fit. But unfortunately, we did not fit his agenda today.
Now you can call 620.
Yeah, there you go.
Down the hall. call my pals down there. I know those guys.
I'm sorry, though. What did you ask me? I know you asked me something. I couldn't hear you.
I asked you if you've ever been to Paris.
I have not ever been to Paris. Only in my dreams.
Me too. Only in my dreams. You're right. I would love to go to Paris someday. We'll see. But I bring it up because amid rising number of new coronavirus cases in France, face masks became mandatory across outdoor areas in Paris. I'm looking at some images from Paris and the surrounding regions. They started that this morning, Friday. And said that the rule breakers would face a $160 fine. Well, that's peanuts compared to what happens if in Oahu and Hawaii you don't follow the rules. You can end up in prison for a year and a $5,000 fine. Remember reported on that?
I saw that.
I mean, they're serious there. They don't. They're $160 fine. That's cafe. Espresso money, sitting in some cafe in Paris, $160. I mean, they're finding up to $5,000 fine in a year in prison. Not jail, prison in Hawaii. I think it was Oahu. The mask mandate is one of Europe's most extensive, They think that's extensive. Applying to almost everyone around the French capital without their own car. Children under 11, they said, and people who are exercising are also exempt from the rule. All right. Sometimes I just like to see what goes on in these other countries. Is it just as perplexing what they're doing there as it is here? As in many other countries, France gradually tightened mask-wearing rules as time has gone on. Initially, the mandating masks on public transport, and then later they did it for indoor areas that are accessible to the public. In Marseille's in southern France, imposed a mask mandate for outdoor areas earlier in the month and sent riot police officers, you can just imagine how they were all dressed, to enforce that. So they're trying to, here's what's interesting. The governments, our government, well, I don't know about our government seeking really enforce it. We have state governments seeking compliance. And you have these countries in Europe, for example, and around the world, seeking getting people to be compliant. And so now they're using riot police in Marseille as a way to enforce compliance. Why is that necessary? Why don't people just be compliant, for heaven's sake? Unlike the United States, where officials' messaging about face masks has been contradictory, that's an understatement, has differed by state, other countries were quick to impose mask mandates, they said in the Washington Post, to curb the spread of the virus. European nations like Italy and Germany, for example, made face mask mandatory on public transport early on in the pandemic. They initiated that early on. Other countries lifted those mandates as the rates of infection started to decline, like Austria, for example, but then had to immediately reinstate them when they had a outbreak resurgence. So you see, you know, whether here or in other places, get their hands full. In Britain, it's preparing itself, and there's a campaign encouraging people to go back to work to their offices, but many people don't want to go. They want to stay home. That's being reported. And the government's been trying to encourage Britons to stay and work at home. The British government has had now a new message. Get back to your offices if you don't mind. That's the message. And the people are pushing back saying, I don't want to go. This is an ad campaign that they have. And try literally right now, if we were living in England, we would see that campaign encouraging employers to facilitate a safe resumption of office work. Even though confirmed cases of the virus is rising in the country. So you see, it's these kinds of conflicts and fears and concerns are not only here in the United States, but in other countries as well. I'm looking at University of Arizona back here in the U.S., says it caught a dorm's COVID-19 outbreak before it started. And the headline said the secret weapon was P-O-O-P, poop. As 5,000 students prepared for move-in day at the university this week, the school warned, was being reported, they would be tested periodically for coronavirus. One test, though, doesn't involve a nose swab. What they do is they screen the sewage from each dorm. I didn't know that. Searching for traces of the virus. Yesterday, officials said the technique worked and possibly prevented a sizable outbreak on campus. when a wastewater sample from one of the dorms came back positive. I didn't know they were doing that. And I didn't know they could do that. Now we do, and so do you. So, we'll come back. There's some other stories. There's a concerning story about a poultry plant. I'll share that with you. LTN, Coast to Coast and Globally.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Have you experienced the wisdom of nature with Zyflamend Whole Body from New Chapter? Zyflamend is a 10-herb blend that delivers three health benefits. First, Zyflamend is an herbal approach to pain relief, helping to soothe minor pain or soreness. Second, Zyflamend is a joint supplement with time-tested herbs to support joint function and flexibility. And the third benefit, Zyflamend supports the body's healthy inflammation response, something that's essential for maintaining whole body health. Zyflamend is New Chapter's clinically tested blend of 10 remarkable herbs, including pure and potent turmeric, ginger, and green tea. Zyflamend is non-GMO, project verified, gluten-free, and 100% vegetarian. New Chapter is a leader in supplement quality. Every ingredient, every product, every time. Discover Zyflamend, New Chapter's number one selling multi-herbal. Zyflamend is made with ginger for occasional pain relief after exercise. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by American Biotech Labs, your daily immune system support. Celsius, live fit. CV Sciences, from seed to shelf. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. This week, I haven't devoted all that much time to updating and talking about the COVID-19 pandemic and epidemic in the United States. And I see there's some interesting trends going on and interesting stories and concerning ones. There's a poultry plant, as it turns out, in California, and there's several. And the plant now has been ordered to close, not because the chicken's contaminated, but because 8 people have died. At this poultry plant, it's in the Central Valley of California. There's about 358 workers there, and they tested positive. these 350, there are 358 workers, there's more than that, but 358 tested positive for the virus, and 8 people have died. And so the plant's been ordered to close. They did that yesterday. The outbreak began in June, and toward the end of June. And one statement was the most severe and long-lasting in Merced. It's called Merced County, the local official said in a statement. Months before issuing a shutdown notice for Foster Farms chicken processing plant in Livingston, California, the health officials said they made a recommendation making, quote, significant changes, close quote, to create spaces and expanding testing for the employees, so they said, right? And the company allegedly now ignored those suggestions. Well, earlier this month, as the outbreak tended to get out of control, the county twice issued official directives ordering testing for all employees who had worked alongside infected people. These are human beings. These are not chickens that they're processing. These are humans. And, you know, is care being taken to protect them? Those directives went unheeded, apparently, and it's being reported. And the outbreak has shown no sign of slowing down. And the plant accounts for about 18% of the deaths among people under 65 in that particular county. So there's I report this because it's an example. These are real people. They're going to work because they have to go to work and they want to go to work. And they're walking into a place that where your life is literally on the line and you're processing chickens and your life is on the line. And that story I just reported on in England. They have a campaign. The government's got this active, vigorous campaign trying to get people to go back to their offices, not a chicken processing plant, but to the offices, which is, you know, supposedly would be safe. And the people don't want to do it. They don't want to go back. They're afraid. I'm just saying. This is what goes on across the globe. And it gives me, and maybe hopefully you too, a better sense of what, you know, what people are facing. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has resigned. And apparently he's citing health reasons. And the government, the Japanese government, has struggled to get this COVID-19 pandemic, you know, managed and under control, even though it was among the first countries to be hit by the virus. A CDC ensemble forecast, what they call an ensemble forecast, projects more than 200,000 coronavirus deaths in the United States by September 19th. Today is, you know, we're at the end of August. Few more days in August here, a couple more days. Somewhere around the second week in September, a little past that, CDC is predicting about 200,000 deaths from coronavirus. I don't know what you make of that. When I reported on this 6 months ago, I remember the day clearly. I reported the first death in the U.S. 6 months later, we're now projecting 200,000 by mid-September, somewhere thereabouts. Latin America's total number of COVID-19 cases has surpassed 7 million. I recommend Johns Hopkins University website. They're pretty good. They got their act together there. And they provide pretty reliable information and insight. Germany's Angela Merkel warns coronavirus pandemic will become, she said, quote, more difficult, close quote, in the coming months. She is chancellor, by the way, German chancellor. She said this to the media. She reported that to the media today. She said things will not return to normal until we have a coronavirus vaccine, close quote. So you see, whether you're in Paris, whether you're in England, whether you're in Germany, concerns, we're sharing something similar with people across the globe. The great concern, the great worry about what to do and how things are difficult. And people are relying upon a vaccine. She said, we'll have to live longer with new coronavirus cases, close quote. Wow. In Europe, you see that we don't have this problem too much. We have Mexico and Canada that border us. In Europe, they have millions of cross-border workers. And you got this commuting. To commute to work, you may go from Germany to another country or by whatever. You look at the map, and this goes on often. And you have this cross, and that really complicates matters, and it hinders ways to try and manage and control the virus. We don't have that problem so much. Of course, we have shut down the border with Canada. I guess in the second hour, Wayne Elliott lives in Canada, and I'll ask him to share that with you. So like I said, we have our challenges, but in some parts of the world, it's challenging there too, and even worse. Let's talk nutrition. We are coast to coast, and we are global.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Heart Drops over the past 20 years. The Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you increase your blood flow everywhere. The Heart Drops have proven to dissolve plaque from arteries, veins, and vessels caused from cholesterol that can restrict or block our blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to avoid open heart surgery, as was my father, and instead cleared our arteries painlessly and without chemical drugs, which, by the way, do not claim to remove any plaque or increase blood flow otherwise. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a money-back guarantee. So you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. If you've had open heart surgery, angina, diabetes, low energy, cold hands and feet, or grayish-blue skin or lips, Strauss Heart Drops are for you. Available online at PowerMall.com and StraussNaturals.com. I promise you won't be sorry.
This is Dr. Michael Garko from Let's Talk Nutrition. Tired of not having enough energy to exercise and be physically active? Well, OptiNOS from Earth's Creation can help recharge your body with the energy it needs to live a physically active lifestyle. OptiNOS does three things to help energize. First, it increases nitric oxide, which means more oxygen and nutrients flowing to your cells. Second, OptiNOS helps create ATP, the body's energy currency. Third, OptiNOS reduces lactic acid buildup, which causes exercise-associated muscle soreness. So turn on your body's energy switch with OptiNOS and start living a physically active lifestyle. Get OptiNOS at ecsportsusa.com. That's ecsportsusa.com. For a limited time, use promo code EC and get $10 off your first order. Promo code EC. The sooner you use OptiNOS, the sooner you will feel better about yourself and your body.